Go to mikeshealthychoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to go to a few calls, but I got to pay the bills around here as well. Child Ease supports calm, focused attention. It works on adults as well. It's 20-plus known organic concentrated fruit and herb extracts that really does wonders on out-of-control hyper kids, in my experience. And it's available at a very low price at InfoWarsLife.com. Your purchase supports the entire transmission. We have the Alex Jones Challenge pack where you can get the three nutraceuticals that really help me get back in better shape. The X2, the Oxy Powder, the Supermel Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Let's go ahead now and go to David in Louisiana listening on WGSO 990 AM. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm listening on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. I've got a radio station in the evenings, and we reiterate the sentiment of that you expressed in your show. My comment was I'd like to see a panel discussion to initiate the battle plan laid out by Robert David Steele as far as the Open Power Electoral Reform Act of 2015. Seeing people like Gerald Celente, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, William Benny, yourself, and others come together and rally all these little factions together to try to initiate the basic plan that Robert David Steele has come up with.
Now, see, what you're saying is a plan. We have to start the proto meetings to figure out a basic model to sell to the states to start. I always thought a con could kill us, but maybe a constitutional convention. The states could take the federal government back and declare it defunct, and the states are lined up to do that. I think we've actually got the votes now, but separately at the federal level, that electoral reform plan sounds pretty darn good. I mean, we know what we got in working.
No, and I don't think that we have the time. I mean, who wants to wait to 2016? 2015 is the time to act. Who wants to wait for another election? We can start sending these letters and occupying the local offices of our congressmen. People don't have to go to Washington, D.C. They can go right in their own city and sit outside until something gets done.
Well, I know this. The government that's illegitimate is gearing up for collapse. They're acting really scared. We should be having a discussion with the general public. What is it they're so scared of? War? Bioweapons? Collapse? I mean, it's just crazy. They're reopening the bunkers. They're building new ones. I mean, you know, I just want to have a good life and a good family and have freedom. I mean, I don't want a civil war. I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to be, you know, the new George Washington. I just want to stop the craziness. We got a bunch of crazy criminals running things. And if you study criminology, they're mentally ill, folks. They think they're invincible. I run up against so many con men and low-level nuts. They always are so sure of themselves. And I mean, I'm a confident person, but only when I have to be. I'm not confident in that I can do whatever I want. And these people are dangerous. God bless you. Great to hear from you, David. Great job. Plug your radio station. No, he's already gone. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in California. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the fact that I used to work with a coworker, a contractor for Kaiser Permanente, the hospital here in Woodland Hills, County of Los Angeles. And he had actually worked with Aaron Alexis, the gentleman who went into the D.C. Naval Yard and shot a bunch of people.
Who said that he was under ELF attack, yeah.
Right. And he knew this person intimately, not only on a work professional level, but also privately. They were roommates, and they used to go out and hang out together and go dating and things like this. He wasn't the kind of person that media and various other...
Well, I'll tell you what. You've already been holding for an hour, and so is Sarah, Ben, Rich, and Bob. Stay there. I'm going to come back and let you finish your story. Don't hang up, Kevin. And we'll do 15 more minutes or so here. So stay with us. We'll get to all these callers that are currently holding. Those five I mentioned. Sorry to anybody else. We'll be right back on the other side. Yeah, that whole Naval Yard shooting was just super phony. I mean, I don't know particularly what really happened there, but the story didn't add up. Plus, it's known liars that run things. Why do we believe any of it? I mean, it's...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're finishing up with Kevin. Says that his friend was roommates with the supposed Naval Yard shooter. I mean, if you followed the Boston bombing, you know the older brother was in a CIA-paid program from Georgetown University, and the Russians blew his cover, and he had a fake passport that Homeland Security let him travel back and forth, I think it was 7 times, to Chechnya. And that they had nice cars and money and were hanging out. Were they part of a drill? There was a drill. We know there was a drill. They threatened our reporters to shut up, told the media not to talk to our reporters, and the media followed those orders. And then they said the brother killed a cop and did all this stuff. And it turned out none of that was true. And the witnesses all said they shot him and killed him. And it turned out there was video of it. And then they find the brother and try to kill him and then cut his throat out. And he says he's not guilty. His family says he's set up. The media won't show what the family said exactly, just that they say it's staged. And then his lawyer comes out and says he did it. Well, he did do the murder. He did do the bombing. But we want to say he wants to say he's not guilty. I mean, that's a mistrial right there. So if they ever got me in prison and I'm saying I'm not guilty, you never see me, but my lawyer goes, he says he did it. Turns out she's the same lawyer for other patsies. So I finish up with what your friend said about the supposed Naval Yard shooter who supposedly on the side of a shotgun said, my ELF weapon.
Yeah, you mentioned that called it, this is my ELF weapon. But anyway, he mentioned to me that he would like to be vetted. He would like to have his story, his contact, because he was a co-worker with him. They were both in the military, but he also worked as a military contractor in IT, both of them together, and they were roommates. They hung out together. They went on dates together. Very mild-mannered individual, very cool, calm, collected individual, not somebody who's had a propensity for violence. He wasn't this mindless gamer who sat in front of the PC for 16, 18 hours a day playing video games. None of this was true. None of this was about his true character. He was a very easygoing, fun-loving individual, and whatever caused him to do whatever he did, the coworker that I worked with that knew him stated something must have been going on with him. And,
well, he called the cops three times and tried to meet with them and said, they're messing with me, they're mind controlling me. And he was too old to have just become a schizophrenic then. And it came out in the news he had a good record as a government contractor. So he either had a brain tumor, kind of like the UT tower shooter turned out had a huge brain tumor. Just he was a nice guy that went completely insane. He had a brain tumor. You're either got a brain tumor or you're on some type of drug when you have a normal life and all of a sudden start acting crazy. Just like this pilot was normal until he got on Prozac type drug. So he was either got on Prozac and went crazy, I would say, or he was like Captain Hansen, who, remember, they set up and put on LSD. That was right there in Maryland. So they've had a lot of weird stuff going on. Who knows? Who knows? We'll put you on hold. You want to give us this fellow's contact info? We'll try to reach out to him. That's why I need to get more reporters. They have great reporters, but they're overworked sometimes. It's like I got a lot of great hitters here. But it's like you got a ball machine shooting a ball every 2 seconds. The best batter in the world can't hit half of those. And we need to get 5-6 more riders. We don't have the money. That's why it's important to buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you buy a shortwave radio from us or a high-quality water filter or books or videos or T-shirts or the InfoWars Life products, that's how I can go to the next level and really get even more done. My biggest frustration is it's hard to find good people. I finally got a good crew, and you know, through and through, and it's hard to then cover everything. But with another 6-7 writers, another 6-7 physical reporters and camera people, I could really turn the heat up. So just flood our coffers, folks, and we'll do it. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll build it. We know you'll come. We need the funds to do it. Thank you, Kevin. Sarah in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for going into overdrive for us, Alex.
You bet.
Hey, we ordered some products from you guys a while back, and you actually double shipped it, which is the opposite of what most companies would do.
Well, that shows how we do things, right? No wonder right, I'm losing money.
Pardon me?
I was just joking. Oh, so they shipped you two things of products. Well, that's great.
Yeah, that was awesome, and my husband opened up the other one, so we'll be sending you guys that money here soon.
Oh, whatever. You can just have it. I don't care.
No, I wouldn't do that. You're an honor rule guy.
No, it's not nice. It's not your fault we double shipped it. Just keep it. Seriously.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, I can't wait to try the Childies as well because I have two kids with autism.
Oh, wow.
That said, I wanted to talk today about CERN. I watched something this morning, and let's see. I take Adderall for a sleep disorder, so I'm a little jittery, so if I... Yeah, just please forgive me. Anyway, basically this is a pastor named Paul Bagley, and he was interviewing a guy that he calls Mike from around the world. And he was talking about CERN and the dark matter and the black holes, and he was talking about that it's supposed to split the veil, like it says in the Bible, you know, to peek behind the veil that they're going
to
find the rest
of the... Yeah, to open up another dimension. It's not a very good idea.
Yeah. And I know some people in the military, and they seem kind of scared. So,
well, that's because, you know, atomic weapons, the equations are from 1900 Max Planck. That's old technology. Antimatter weapons is what they're looking for with CERN and other stuff, you know, the God particle. And it really does open other dimensions. It really does create black holes. The Japanese 20 years ago were creating black holes, and they're trying to hold them together in these big... I'm not a physicist, but I've read about it in all the publications. You know, these big, it's like force fields on spaceships in a movie, but it's real. But it holds the black hole in. And if that black hole gets out of control, We're done. But the scientists go, oh, there's a low probability this is going to happen. Well, if they do thousands of tests, they've already done hundreds, chances are some weird stuff's going to happen. And you notice CERN keeps blowing up. CERN keeps malfunctioning. It doesn't sound like a good idea to me. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? And they're always disproving physics of yesterday.
Right. Science is always changing.
What else do you think? What were they saying could happen if they split the veil?
Basically, it would open the portals of hell. And this gentleman said that he was exposed to, I think it works with the sound somehow, but basically that it would amp it up so high that anybody, wherever they wanted to localize it, would be affected, and you would be overcome by so much negativity and anxiety and just gripping panic. And this gentleman said that the only thing that saved him was knowing that God loved him, and he said that he had to really focus. And he sounded like he was pretty tight with God.
I hear you. I mean, anytime you're scared, you just got to focus on God, know God's in control, and then great peace comes over you. That's my greatest frustration is when I'm not on air, I have this great peace and pretty calm guy. I get on air, and it's like battle, cover the news, expose them. But it takes all different kinds to turn this around. But the CERN thing, from a scientific perspective, we should do a whole report on the dangers of CERN and other giant cyclotrons. That's what it is, because they admit it could destroy the Earth. And remember, in the 50s and 60s, they did high-altitude detonations of hydrogen bombs that the Pentagon thought might actually ignite the atmosphere and kill the Earth, kill the habitable areas, and they still went ahead with it. Now, it didn't do that. They tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt. They tried to, I mean, this is all in Discovery Channel and History Channel shows. I mean, it's not secret. It's like, why would you do something that could kill everybody? Well, because we could. It's like sticking your finger in a light socket. It's like, I poured gasoline on myself and lit it. Why'd you? Because I could. God bless you, Sarah. We appreciate your support. Bob in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is Bob calling from the heart of Obama land in Chicago.
Did you leave the light on? Because you sound just like that guy.
I sure did. I'm just calling about Rand Paul. I think taking back the country will first we have to elect Rand Paul. But to do that, we're going to need to get on the offensive, and he's going to need to start slinging some mud at Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, and possibly bringing up Hillary Clinton's horrible past, like the fact that she was the first lady to ever go under criminal investigation, just all the scandals she's been involved in over the years.
But she likes women, and so she's trendy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. I've watched a lot.
She likes women. Just admit it. I mean, she's got a bunch of girlfriends. What's wrong with that?
Oh,
but see, it's bad if Clinton has girlfriends. Why is it good if she does? Because, see, that's a trendy thing, so it's okay.
That's okay, but, you know, she's married to
a rapist.
Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. A rapist, yeah. And she definitely
that's why the feminists love her.
That up throughout his whole campaigns. And
well, I mean, modern feminists are rapists. They want to rape women of their freedom, rape women of their femininity, rape them into being their minions. That's why so many top feminists love Hillary Clinton and others. God bless you, brother. Good points. Let's try to cram in one more or two more. Ben in Oklahoma, you're on the air, and then we got Rich in New York.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's going all right.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and I was calling it a day because you said earlier in the show, maybe it's bigger than we thought. Excuse me. And it is, Alex. It's huge. These things they're all connected. Jade Helm, Atlantis, Jamie Dimon flipping his lid, Bitcoin, the island, your friend John Ronson, Fukushima, all these mass shooting psyops.
Right, I'm going to skip the network break, go to the bottom of the hour. I got to finish it with you and Rich. I got to hear this. How is it all connected? Give me the big enchilada.
Alex.
Alex, the Earth is a giant block of cheese.
Hey, man, we got to. It's huge, man. We got to just talk about it. Did you ever watch the show, the television show Lost?
What about the television show Lost?
I mean, did you ever watch it? Did you? Are you? No. Are you familiar with it at all?
No, I hardly watch any TV, and I should watch some because that's where the real brainwashing is.
Man, I got to tell you, I mean, you should watch that. You'd like it. It's right up your alley.
I think Mike Rivera worked on Lost, but, I mean, what about it? What was the show about?
It was about an island. It was about a floating island that with an energy source and, you know, the ancient history of Atlantis and, you know, all this stuff. I mean, it's basically the mind control. Man, it's huge, Alex, and it's all...
Well, there's definitely, the elites definitely knew the Earth was round thousands of years ago. They knew about the Americas. We know the Aztecs were trading with the Chinese and others. We know the real history's been suppressed. I mean, definitely there's a lot of stuff we don't know about, and the elites have advanced technology. They're aware of how to manipulate populations, and they don't act and operate like normal people do. Now, you can say they're inbred psychopaths, so that's why they do it, or they're really, you know, interdimensional entities influencing humans to do it. That's what the Bible says. You know, if you say it's demons, it's like, oh, that's mainline. Yes, it's demons. But if you say, well, that's interdimensional aliens, you know, the clockwork elves, oh, my gosh, you're a crazy kook. All I know is I study actual rich people, actual old money billionaires, the DuPonts, the people at Bohemian Grove, the British royalty, the Rothschilds. These people are basket cases of occultism, and that's all they work with, all they think about, all they do, and they've got all the power, and no one messes with them. And so that's what you're trying to get at. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on off the radar screen. I can't get people to believe that they've got emergency centers under that act, which are public. I can't get folks to know there's death panels when it's in the bill, and the death panels are now operating. And it's on the cover of Newsweek, the case to kill Granny. So I hear you. I appreciate your call. I mean, anything else you want to add, Ben?
That's it, buddy.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Write an article about how deep the rabbit hole goes for us. I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you how deep the rabbit hole goes. If I walk out on my porch at night, on a clear night with binoculars, I can see the Horsehead Nebula. And I'll tell you how deep the rabbit hole goes. If I'm out in New Mexico skiing 8 years ago, it was whenever the tsunami happened. We went on a week and a half long vacation to Ruidoso to go skiing and sledding. And I walked out on the porch, and it was a crystal clear night with like 2 feet of snow on the ground. It was freezing, and I looked up in the sky, and my dad had taught me how in Monument Valley when I was a kid to see satellites. And then he was also reading the paper, and he said, at this time, the space shuttle is going to be going by tonight. So we watched the space shuttle go by, and 15 minutes later, it came back by around the world, and, you know, you could see it and everything. But I remember being out there, and I remember hearing about this from folks so many times. I'd never seen it, never told this story. And it was a UFO, but I mean, that just means unidentified flying object. It didn't mean little green men. And I sat out there for about 30 minutes, and you could see not satellites going by. They were doing that too, with the sun hitting them because they're up above the Earth's mass blocking light. But I watched craft up at the height of the satellites going thousands of miles an hour make 90-degree turns. Would a 90 be a straight turn? What's just an instant turn? That'd be a 90? A 180 would be going the opposite direction. I guess it'd be a 90-degree.
Acute or right angle.
Right-angle turns. And I guess 8 years ago, iPhones weren't out then. I didn't have a camera. It's freezing. It's like 11 o'clock at night. The kids are asleep. And I knew I couldn't in the pitch black. You know, normal camera we had wouldn't zoom up to that. I just sat there. What were they? I don't know. Probably secret craft. But if our government's got things that at 5,000 miles an hour or however fast they were going can make right-angle turns, I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. And then my dad was out visiting friends in Wyoming a few years ago, and they said, come out here and watch this. They're usually out here. And they went out there for a few hours drinking beer, looking up in the dark, and sure enough, my dad saw the same stuff. I mean, there is a lot of weird stuff going on, folks. Rich in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? 15 years with you, bro. Great job.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. You're a real sweetheart.
Listen, how about putting some nails in Jeb Bush's coffin? There's a whistleblower who goes by the name of Al Martin. He wrote a book on the Iran-Contra conspiracy, but it was mostly had to do with Jeb Bush more than anyone. And what he says, he has a website.
Great
idea.
You can
see it up on there. And,
He has the website, Al Martin Raw, and he's probably been on the show about, let's not exaggerate, you said 15 years. He's probably been on about 15 times, but he hasn't been on in about 15 years. And I tried to get him on five or six times 15 years ago. It was before 9/11. He hasn't been on since before. No, he was on right after. It's been about 14 years. I want Al Martin on. He really does have the dirt on Jeb Bush. And you're absolutely right. I want to get him on.
Yeah, that would be great. The other thing is, I wonder if you are familiar with something called the Credit River decision. It's Jerome Daly versus Montague Bank, Minnesota, 1969. To me, it's the most important court case that was ever.
No, I was not familiar with it. Tell me about it.
Credit River decision, well, to make a long story short, it has something to do with the fact that they were foreclosing on his cabin up in Minnesota. And to make a long story short, what it was that he claimed that due to contract law, in contract law, you have to offer something of legal consideration, and you have to have assume.
That's right. A contract won't stand up if there's not some type of payment or collateral put into it.
Yes. So his argument was that the bank just moved numbers on a ledger, and what they offered him were FRAUDs, frauds, Federal Reserve notes. And in that case, they found him. They found in favor of him. The judge asked the head of the bank. When he put him on the stand, he said, listen, you just open your bank, okay? I want to take a $10 million loan. And he asked the bank, the president, if he could make that loan. And he said, yes. And he said, well, how can you do that? He goes, well, we can grab money out of thin air. We can make money out of thin air. And
that's fractional reserve banking. And now they've gone light years past that with the whole derivatives thing. Absolutely.
So it's a great case for the fact that every single mortgage in this country is illegal. Every single credit card is illegal.
Well, that's admitted, too, because of MERS and how they filed it. Oh, exactly. I appreciate your call. Great points. When you start looking into they never ratified the amendment to give the IRS, the Federal Reserve's private, and then you go research it, and it's true. I mean, it's just people are so bamboozled. The problem is, most of the society and culture is built on the fraud now, so you try to cut it out, you, like, kill yourself. The problem is the cancer's still killing us, so we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. We're between a rock and a hard place. You know, Deborah, I want to go to you, and I want to go to David, but we're just out of time. I went overdrive 28 minutes. Call me back tomorrow. Tell them you were on hold. I'll put you at the head of the line. Sunday. That's right. Thank you for it all runs together. I'm going to be shooting some reports tomorrow, so I'm working tomorrow part of the day. I'll be here live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Briefly, we have the new product, Child Ease. It's from one of the leading organic manufacturers in the country, private labeled. We just souped it up with a few extra ingredients, and it costs the same amount as the folks that manufacture it. It's higher retail. So we sell it for what it's actually sold for, not the regular retail. So it's a very good deal. And I decided years ago we needed a nutraceutical formula that was designed for myself and for my children to be safe. Children are hit with mind control, television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. They have not even developed their nervous system and are being bombarded daily. They can't focus, they can't calm down, and basically are put on psych drugs. I've set out to find the best formula for children, which I'd actually like to take for myself and my family, which they do take now, with great results. We've worked with a leading manufacturer in nutraceutical nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts based on safe formulas traditionally used by cultures around the world throughout history. So I'm not going to get into the rest of it because we're out of time. There's no sugar, no GMO. InfoWars. life.com or 888-253-3139. And it's an introductory product. We'll sell out in about a week, and then we'll have plenty of it in a month or so. But if you want to try it out and support us, I appreciate you all. I'm humbled by your support. We try to support you by really giving you high-quality products to support us. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll see you back Sunday, Lord willing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
I'm here every day. They want to
Alex
kill my
Jones
ass.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I want to get the phone number out before I get into a lot of other news. I'm going to cover more news in the second hour. No guest today other than Joe Biggs popping in at the bottom of the third hour with major breaking Jade Helm news that we're working on with Kit Daniels and Paul Joseph Watson right now. But the headline, prescription drugs kill more than homicide in New York City, a shocking story by Anthony Gucciardi that links directly in to government studies and a recent press release. There's also an article in The Independent breaking it down, a very important article in the featured news section of InfoWars.com. We're going to be going over that. Some of the other headlines on InfoWars.com. Obama's LGBT agenda, gender-neutral restroom near the White House. We talked about this yesterday, but Nemo breaks down the agenda that's basically driving it. And here's where I stand and where most Americans stand, regardless of race, color, creed, or sexual preference. I don't hate people or dislike people that are attracted to the same sex. But I also understand historically that during declining empires and nations, everyone starts becoming obsessed with things that are not in the norm. And mammals and every other major species have sex with the opposite sex to share genetics and then basically to raise the young, and that is how we operate. And there is a war on the normal order, and there is a conquest going on in the public schools with young and impressionable children as young as age 5, now age 4, in some Head Start programs, teaching children about dozens and dozens of sexual fetishes and things. That's all pedophilia. I don't care if you're teaching them about heterosexual sex or sex with transvestites or whatever. It's super sick, it's super evil, and it screws kids up, and every study shows that. And there's still morals in this country. When top psychiatrists and child psychologists went public about 4 years ago and lawsuits were filed from Florida to Texas to cops doing the right thing in San Francisco, of all places, in the county, they're saying, I had the district attorney on, we're going to start arresting TSA that groped children. And they have the child psychologist saying, this trains them to be abused by pedophiles. And then they went into the psychology of it. Of course it does. Does the TSA think they're doing that? No, they're compartmentalized. Some of them. Some of them are pedophiles. And so now they don't grope under 12 at the airport because people said no. And that's what this is all about. It's getting us to obsess on transsexuals' rights and their right to have taxpayers pay for their sex change. Hey, I don't want to pay for your heart surgery. I don't want to pay to have your penis removed. I don't want to pay to have one added. I don't want to pay for your liposuction. I don't want to pay for your breast implants as they do in England. Taxpayers got to pay for boob jobs. No, and it's not because I hate women with fake breasts. It's because I hate being sucked off of. I hate having to pay for everything. I hate the government being the mafia don that hands out the goodies in the community because then it gives him total control. I hate being a slave. And we are a nation and a world now of jellyfish. Under political correctness, we're told, be hospitable, don't have your own opinion. First, it's be tolerant. Now, it's don't have your own opinion. Don't discriminate. Well, a lot of forms of discrimination are good. As I've said many times, I discriminate what brands of coffee I buy to what tastes good and has got a good kick. I discriminate on what Mexican food restaurants I go to or what barbecue joints I go to. And let me tell you, I don't care if it's a black man behind a counter or a Mexican man or a Mexican lady or a white guy. I go where the barbecue's good. There's some Germans down in, they're listeners, only been there a few times and ran to the owners, down in well, what's the town south of San Marcos called Fushak's? Been there since the 40s. But now they got a place on the highway. That's some of the best barbecue I've ever had. That's white guys. Some of the best barbecue that may even trump it was owned by black folks in Memphis. When I drive through Memphis, I go to the place Elvis loved. And it's certainly not a tourist trap. It's where Elvis really went. And let me tell you, it's so good, you can't quit eating it. And I don't care who's behind the counter. See, this is political correctness. There's a little place down here owned by some Mexican-Americans. They just want to be called Americans. It's just as good as well. I don't care what color you are. I care about what you do, what you produce. I don't care what color you are when I listen to music. I don't think, man, this Marvin Gaye's got a beautiful voice. He's black. Oh, my gosh, I'm listening to a black guy. Or I don't listen to Elvis sing and think, man, he's white. I sure like his white voice. I like how it sounds. But that's discriminatory. That I discriminate what barbecue I want. I discriminate off what fishing lure I want to use. You know why I discriminate? Because the bass discriminate. They're not biting on purple worms. They might bite on pink ones or yellow ones or orange ones or red ones. Or they might bite on a top water spinnerbait. Now, why are the fish being racist against black worms with red tails or white worms with green tails? You never know what the fish are hitting that day. Now, we just realized there's racism in bass. In fact, we should ban the names of bass. They've got black bass, they've got rock bass, they've got big mouth bass, small mouth bass. There's all different types of bass, and I realize a lot of the names are racist. They got white bass, they got black bass. You think I'm joking? In Europe, they're banning the names of birds, fish, you name it. As of a month ago, if they're named black. See the mental illness? The globalists are gang raping everybody with the mega banks, screwing everyone over with Obamacare, screwing everyone over with fluoride in the water, screwing us over devaluing the dollar, and they've got us all obsessing over Clorox emoticons or whatever they're called, because Clorox was white, and it must be code. Ah! White piece of paper! Ah! Why is the London Independent background white? Ooh! Sweden changes racist bird names. Oh! I can't say black starling anymore. Of course, it's a black bird. And I didn't mean to go off on a jag. I want to get to other news and take your calls. It just shows the scientific mind control that's taking place here. Let me give you some of the other bombshell news when we break it down in the next hour. New Ford car automatically obeyed speed limit. And Ford got it from German engineers. Yeah, I told you just a few days ago, it's Mercedes, Audi, and Bavarian Motor Works, the Germans, oh, give me a break, that are leading the way in, quote, smart cars that are really driverless cars that you think you're driving. I told you that's how it'd be phased in. That's the MIT plan. And as early as next year, you don't have a choice. It's going to slow down and make you drive the speed limit. But don't worry, for a few seconds, it might let you press harder and speed up in case there was an emergency. And will folks even go get this turned off? Will people say, no, we don't want this Ford? No. Consumers will sit there with their thumbs firmly planted you-know-where, letting this whole system come in, a system ending human control and putting robots in control day one, programmed and run by the big corporations and government. In a eugenics plan to make the world set up where we're not needed anymore, put the machines in, and then release bioweapons to kill everybody. That's the official plan. I've made a whole bunch of films on it, like Endgame. You want to see the quotes? You want to see the government documents? You want to see a three-hour film where I show you? I made the film 8 years ago telling you every word now beginning. Just like since 1998, I read the Rand Corporation plan, the Austin American Statesman, how great it would be to soon have military on the streets, how terror attacks were coming and would revolutionize America. And it was thinly veiled where someone in the know, they were just telling everybody what was that. So I went to the library, because you couldn't get it online, and I got the latest copy of the National Police Stability Force, and I read it on air, and I knew the whole plan, and now here I am, 16, 17 years later, and we're about halfway down the rat hole. And I just don't want to go down to the very bottom of the hole, because there's a big snake down there that's going to eat us. Because I read the end of the report. And I mean, I have the confessions of the enemy. I have their battle plans. We have everything. I mean, all you got to do is check into it. This is Fox News reporting it like it's fun. Remember a couple weeks ago when the German pilot reportedly flew the plane to the ground? And I said, watch, they're going to call for it in the New York Times, because I know where they first put it out. I said, New York Times, they're going to call for pilotless planes. And they did. New Ford car automatically obeys speed limit. Fox News. And, of course, reports back if you do even try to speed and gives you automatic tickets. California approves bill banning child vaccine exemptions for forced inoculations. The Sacramento Bee reported. And now it's got to go to the governor. And they said because of the measles outbreak. Oh, it's so scary. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There hasn't been a measles-related death in 10 years. Oh, my gosh. In one out of a million cases, you might get some big scars. Oh, my gosh. Let's take the vaccine that actually started the outbreak at the facility, and its own insert says can kill you or give you measles or diabetes or destroy your pancreas, pancreatitis, So now they've got bills to ban having inserts in the vaccines. They'll shut us up, won't they? How do you like that? Told you forced inoculations were coming. And it's like saying, I told you the sun was coming up this morning. I'm not up here bragging going, told you. I'm here saying, come on, folks, come on. And I'm not just talking to our regular listeners. I'm talking to new listeners, government people, PSYOPs folks. I guarantee you they got government PSYOPs people listening to this show and just operatives and others that are just casually listening right now who've got kids that are mentally retarded and screwed up and got autism. And you still serve the system even though you know full well at 18 months you went in and got that third round of shots and Bobby never talked again. I take that personal that your kids screwed up and that the globalists did it. Why don't you have the humanity to get upset? Because you don't believe in yourself is why. You don't think you can change anything. My whole life's been about winning and changing things and dominating bullies. And I want the spirit of crushing bullies and sick freaks and scum to rise. And I want to educate everybody, take the country back, take the world back. And I'm not a vindictive person, but the globalists need to pay for what they've done as an example. And they need to end up like Mussolini did. Let's pull up some photos of Mussolini hung upside down with thousands of people spitting on him. That's where you're going to end up. And I'm telling you, sure, as the sun came up this morning, I know in my cells, in my spirit, you are going to pay for everything you've done, New World Order. Don't think for a minute you're going to escape justice. Excuse me. And people say, oh, listen to this guy. He gets upset. This is normal. There isn't a mammal species on Earth when watching its fellow creatures being hurt doesn't get upset. And then of the higher order predator mammals, they get vicious and they get wound up and they do something about it. I'm not going to sit here and take it anymore. And that's why I'll have no one say I'm exceptional and no one say I'm a hero. I am not. I am normal. Normal. You read the vaccine inserts and every one of them says it can kill you, brain damage you, give you dozens of neurological disorders, you know, 50-something on average, just sterilize you, everything. And then they just sit there and go, there's no side effects. Safe and effective editorials every year at the beginning and end of school. Lying. There's never been a problem. Never been an issue. They sit there bald-faced lying to you. It's not a side effect that's brain-damaging people. It's on purpose. And they've gotten away with this, so suddenly it's getting worse and worse. And it was 1 in 25,000, and 1 in 10,000, and 1 in 5,000, and 1 in 1,000, then 1 in 300-something, then 1 in 80-something, and now 1 in 60-something, and 1 in 50-something. And in South Korea, 1 in 30-something. And they say within 10 years, it'll be a third of the kids won't be able to talk. And it's all normal. Let's have a race to raise money to help the autistic kids. But let's not find out why it's happening. Why the breast cancer is exploding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Oh, I should have asked. Do we ever get the network phone system working? Well, good. Let's just reboot mine because it's dead. As a ritual, we can do that. Now, we're going to go to break, start taking your calls. It's just that we need to get upset. We need to get moving. We need to get these globalists off our backs. We need to get aggressive. We need to have the moral high ground. And we need to break through their laughing. When a city council laughs about fluoride in the water, when you bring a scientist in to warn them in a Harvard study, you just sue them. Or you start going to the church they attend and getting in their face. And you go to every event they're at and get in their face forever, legally and lawfully. And then they won't be laughing later. You get aggressive with these turds. But you have a criminal elite scared of the public knowing they've gotten away with bloody murder. And that's why they want to federalize, globalize, militarize, and hire a bunch of thugs for the police departments to hopefully protect them from the public as this plan goes into place. But then they can't help but play people off against each other. So they also want to stir up a civil war with the constabulary at the same time to distract as well. So all this and more in detail coming up. Before I go any further, just briefly, we have some life-changing, really amazing products that you've got to try. There's a lot of hype out there, a lot of talk, but the revolutionary form of iodine we have that's purple-blue crystal, truly pure, not from seaweed-based, not red, but blue, electric blue, the true gas form injected into an organic palm oil, X2 Nation iodine, been life-changing for myself and others, truly amazing. Most people can't absorb the other types that are out there properly. You can get that with the Oxy Powder and the Super Male Vitality all together with free shipping. That's the Alex Challenge Pack. It'll run till the end of this month. The Alex Challenge Pack, free shipping, or you can buy those products individually and get free shipping as well. But those are the three that I religiously took. The Oxy Powder only for a six-day run, but the other two every day for 45 days and lost an additional 6 pounds of fat. And I still am not in perfect shape, but I've gone from 99 pounds over to only about 35 pounds over right now. So you do the math. I've lost 65 pounds or more. And I tend to lose another 20 or so. But it was that and the same amount or even less exercise. I said, if this already helped me, what will happen if I don't forget and religiously do it? So I put reminders on my iPhone, hung it on a calendar, took it every day. I forgot a few times, but almost every day. And it just, it was definitely these products, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The stamina, the libido, the energy. They're all available, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Your purchase funds the operation so you can't.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Make no mistake, it is big news. We're going to be covering it at the bottom of the third hour with other breaking news that the National Guard has responded to us saying that no, InfoWars is not allowed to be part of Jade Helm, even when they're on the streets, I guess. Well, you know what? We will be. And by the way, we have sources inside the military, so don't worry. We've got breaking news coming up in a couple hours. National Guard blocks InfoWars reporters from covering dirty bomb exercise. Captain cites nature of previous work as reasons for denial. And we have added a copy of the email to the story. It's linked on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. And that dovetails, we should probably add this to Paul's article, Minneapolis police records shed light on 2014 military training. Records show Pentagon sought secrecy during domestic training exercise. And again, the globalists are co-opting the military and police. We're trying to stop the takeover to keep them constitutional. The media spins it that we're anti-military and police because we don't want them being taken over. It's the opposite. Now, I want to go to Darren, I want to go to Donna, I want to go to Joe, I want to go to Chris, I want to go to Rob, I'm going to get to everybody. But I mentioned this a few days ago, but never played the clip. So I thought we'd do it now. Video, UN climate change official says we should make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go toward that. We should do everything possible. That's Christina Figures, the executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, that is the Agenda 21 global system to depopulate the planet. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Is that- well, I mean, we all know we expect 9 billion, right, by 2050.
That's the peak.
So, yes, obviously less people would exert less pressure on the natural resources.
That $3,000 dress would probably feed 50 Africans for a year.
So is 9 billion the foregone conclusion that's like baked in, done? Not gonna, no way to change that.
Well, there again, there's pressure in the system to go toward that. We can definitely change those, right? We can definitely change those numbers, and we really should make every effort to change the numbers because we are already today already exceeding the planetary carrying capacity today, to say nothing of adding more
population. It's been proven we're not surpassing the planetary carrying capacity with the clean technologies and things that are being suppressed. It's true that humans are damaging the Earth in many ways, but the globalists are bringing in global carbon taxes and world government not to save the planet, but to totally take control of it. They believe they're God and are genetic engineering basically groups from every species out there, and that's the real danger, and building reactors everywhere and leaking garbage, but they say carbon dioxide that plants live off of is the problem. So, see, that's the issue. It's that they're not really doing anything about problems. They're just saying get rid of people as a rationale to devalue life so they can kill whoever they want. And they tell the higher-level initiates they're going to kill people down to a couple million, not 500 million like Ted Turner calls for. Do you want me to play Ted Turner clips? You want me to pull him up in Newsweek? I mean, see the film Endgame, people. Endgame. Endgame. It's an end game, and we ain't in it. It's a club, and we ain't in it. To quote the late, great George Carlin. Well, here's the deal. I want to be in the club for everybody. I want everybody to be in the club. I want my children to be in the club. I want your children to be in the club. I want to build a better, really sustainable world and go to the stars. The globalists have decided we're ugly, we're bad, we're done. Because they're a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths that hate everybody around them. And that get off on screwing people over. And they only nurture other scum like themselves. And every instinct I've got developed on this planet, and all my ancestors' knowledge, and the good Lord's spirit tells me the enemy will fall and will be defeated. The question is, how bad is this hell going to be? Let's just identify this scum for what they are and awaken the planet and overturn this tyranny. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of
money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.